Euphoria.
Hello, namaste, annyeonghaseyo, what's up? Birthday weeks or just seasons of Bangtan members' birthdays. It is the time I regret not being born in Korea. See, no offense to my homeland, but we've all been there, haven't we? When South Korea or even a random city like New York Times Square turns into like JK Land or Namjoon Land or and now we have Ginny Land. I've been seeing all the birthday projects around the world and just walking down the streets looks so magical. Like the moon stage armies have created for this project. I just can't help but tear cause I'm stuck here. My mom's gonna lecture me about how I should do something to change that instead of whining over here. Anyway, it's our worldwide handsome Mr. Kim Seokjin's birthday. Sing chukkai hamida, sing chukkai hamida, sing chukkai Kim Seokjin shi. Sing chukkai hamida. See, that is the only Korean thing I know properly. So yeah, let me live my moment. Anyway, he just turned 28. The armies gifted him a Billboard Hot 100 number 1 by charting Life Goes On. And in return, he gives us a song out of nowhere. ABYSS, Army by your side, Seokjin. 2 years ago, Jin wrote a letter for us on his birthday. Last year, he said he will prepare something great for his birthday. And this year, he surprised us with a new song, Abyss, with a letter. Talking about the letter, Jin opened up about his imposter syndrome. See, this is a reminder that even artists as talented and successful as Jin experience self-doubt. Jin opening up about receiving help with his burnout is a reminder that as humans, it's okay to be in a slump and seek help coming out of it. And honestly, the timing couldn't be any more perfect that it just helped me do this episode by at least me attempting to come out of my slump. We're not gonna talk about it, let's do that in a later episode, shall we? Coming back to Jin, Bang PD's support and the fact that he went to see a counselor, I am so thankful that Seokjin has people around him he can talk to and confide in. It makes me happy and a lot of army is happy that he has people physically comforting and helping him when sometimes our words fail to. When he said, if we gather our embarrassment together, it will become confidence. I feel burden works the same way. He said he hopes by sharing his burdens with army through music, he also expresses his burdens and produces love and joy from all our shared burdens. Kim Seokjin, your heart and soul are of utmost beauty. And I feel honored and grateful you would share pieces of them with us. We love you so much, Jin, more than words can express. Thank you for sharing your burden with us. I love how he expresses gratitude through songs. The song he sang for his parents, mom. The song he sang for his pets, tonight. The song he sang for armies, moon. And finally, the song Seokjin sang for himself, Abyss. A small translation that goes, that dark place that I wanted to be locked in, that I wanted to go, I will be there. But today, I'm yet again around your side. Yes, armies and their lives are always incomplete without you, Seokjin. Whether it's your unique personality, selfless nature, dad jokes, silver voice, or even your existence itself. Thank you for always radiating the positive energy within us. We hope you know that you deserve nothing but always the best things ever. This is the guy that got a stadium full of people singing, I'm the one I should love. You know, when I first came into this fandom, it was kind of tough for me to accept that Jin is the oldest. And I did not mean it in a condescending way. I've seen other groups where the elder and the leader dynamics are sometimes clashing, you can say. But looking at Seokjin and the way Namjoon and him treat each other, it's respectful. Namjoon is the leader that leads. Yoongi, the second eldest, is the one that pushes the whole group upwards from behind. While Seokjin is the one that binds all of the members together. Thinking about how Namjoon never changed his most handsome man in BTS as Seokjin, even though the Maknaes have got like various titles as the most handsome man in the world at various stages. He continued to praise Seokjin using that and even keeps track of how many times Seokjin won it in media. And I'm here for this. Seokjin is basically an introvert, but outside Bangtan, he's still an introvert. But among other introverts, he's that one guy who will take the first step when no one does. Seokjin always uses himself as a jumping off point to make others feel more confident. He's like, see, like me, let's try it together kind of vibe. And I never feel it's arrogant or condescending. It's always like an invitation because he does see your value and he wants you to see it too. He's like, I can do it, so you can do it too. And the way he just goes, let Hyung do it. Hyung will do it for you. Hyung will save you. Hyung is coming to you. That shows how he doesn't take his position of being the eldest for something of superiority. Instead, it's like a support system. I love it how the only person Yoongi calls Hyung is Jin. And he is always down to go for fishing even if he has no interest, but because Seokjin loves fishing. Sometimes they both are like polar opposites, like the kind of clothes they wear or the way they approach an issue. But in the end, Yoonjin come out as proud elder brothers whenever BTS keeps play fighting with each other. Seokjin and J-Hope literally share the same brain cell that allows them to do the most absurd things for their members in public. And I respect J-Hope for giving Seokjin that confidence. Even when Jin messes up a choreography, J-Hope always considers the outcome of that mishap and approaches Jin in a more fun way instead of an instructor approach. Jimin laughing at all of Jin's dad jokes. But the funniest is when he doesn't laugh at his jokes. Like, Hyung, that wasn't that funny. And the embarrassment Jin goes through then. Lord. When talking about a Jinmin moment, we can never forget about the time when they both twinned during a concert in Texas. Correct me if I'm wrong. But him straight up walking out during Jimin's practice because Jimin was being threatened. Do you know how brave that is? He is ready to lay down his life for a fellow band member, his brother. The word respect is too small for this. But the time he did get into a fight with Taeyang, it turned out pretty serious, but I'm glad things worked out. I really liked how all of BTS came together and how Jin and Tae talked it out with each other. And now they are both seen doing all sorts of monstrosities in concert. I like the vibe Jin gives out, okay? That comfy vibe. And because of that, our Mark ne, everybody knows Jinkook have the most endearing yet chaotic relation. Like, they both will take a bullet for each other, they'll cry for each other's successes because it means so much to them. But then they will also sell each other for a cup of instant noodles. It's true, but the members saying that Jin and Jungkook have the same mental age of 8 is not wrong. Seokjin literally raised Jungkook not just as a member or a brother, but to indeed be his best friend. I think one of my favorite things about Seokjin is you never quite know what he's gonna do. Like, when the concept room photos were to come out, he would have curated his room to be like underwater or made it like a Maple Story themed. Or just left it empty and said nothing about it just to fuck with us. But he chose fancy as fuck and I respect it. I love how bold he actually is and is not afraid to speak his mind. Be it through interviews or even award acceptance speeches where he just calls out Bang PD publicly. Anyway, like you know, South Korea just changed their enlistment law and now Seokjin will be able to stay for 2 more years. That means tours are to be expected. The army Tunisia in me is so happy, but the broke Tunisia is crying because what if they do come to India and I have nothing saved or prepared? I woke up in cold sweat one night. Anyway, let's burn the bridge when we get to it. Some of my favorite habits of Seokjin, okay, I've been saying a lot of favorites. Anyway, some of my favorite habits of Seokjin are his impromptu booing booing he does. Or that rare laugh he sometimes laughs. The way he closes his eyes and smiles endearingly when one of the members does something cute. Jin once saying, just because others are having difficulties doesn't mean your problems are any less difficult. So whenever you're having a hard time, tell others that you're struggling. Ask them to understand and comfort you. I think that's one of my favorite lines by him. Him giving flying kisses in concerts and the other kisses during his V-Lives. Talking about today's V-Live. Quick recap about today's V-Live, okay? Jinkook communicating to each other through serenades. While Namjoon just scream at each other, it's just BTS Dynamics 101. You just need to understand, that is how they communicate. Jin called Jimin and talked on the speakerphone. Jin was with Jungkook, Jin let Jungkook sing Euphoria and Jungkook sang it for him. Cool. But then Jin asked Jimin to sing Filter and Serendipity. But it seems Jungkook sang those songs pretending he is Jimin. Sibling culture. Then Jin called Yoongi. Yoongi said, please be mature, you'll be 30 years old soon. So Jin is not very happy in a cute way. So he called RM and complained about Yoongi because he said be mature. But then RM said actually I agree with him. Lord. Jin then talked with Taeyang on the phone. Jin really thanked Taeyang because Taeyang let his personal friends including like Park Seo Jin, basically the Wooga squad, to send the happy birthday videos for Jin. Jin received 7 to 8 videos from them. So Jin is so touched. Even today on the phone we said there will be more. During the V-Live, Jin realizing comments about him doing IGO and getting flustered about it. Him also getting flustered when Armies asked him if he took college entrance exam yesterday because he looks 19 but not 29. Him getting flustered when Armies tried to flirt with him. Jin also said that there were very weird comments like, can you be my children's father? I mean, where is the lie? Okay, never mind. My mom will be listening to this anyway. You know, everyone as a kid used to wonder why the moon is always following them. But now, you need to realize that it's Kim Seokjin who always checks upon you. Cliche much? Anyway, it's his birthday. What can you do? Talking about Sogdian, and how can we not talk about his possibility of being a vampire? But okay, let's not talk about the vampire, because I think a lot of people keep talking about it. It's like a small joke. So anyway, I'm not gonna talk about the vampire shit a lot. Even my mom wishes Mr. Kim Sogdian a very happy birthday. I remember this one quote by Kim Sogdian that my mom, I think, really loved, because she kept smiling to herself whenever she thought about it. Like, I ask her and she keeps thinking, I'm thinking about that quote Kim Sogdian said. And the quote was basically, win, lose, I don't care, because at the end of the day, I still have this face. So who's the real winner here? I mean, I get it. Okay, I don't know. It's my mom's favorite. So anyway. But in today's V-Live, I think Sogdian looked very happy and very healthy. Like, look at his cheeks and his pretty smile. I really hope he has the best birthday ever. Kim Sogdian, in notes, he's high. In visual, he's king. In jokes, he's dad. In eat, he's Jin. When he touches, the flowers grow. When he steps, light follows. When he smiles, butterflies laugh. And when he breathes, stars get shy. Home is in his eyes. Sweet kisses are in his lips. He's the definition of worldwide handsome. And I hope he never forgets that. So that's it for today's Jin's birthday bonus episode. So I will see you on the next episode. I have no idea when. I think the only motivation I had towards this episode today was because it was his birthday. But I'm still not sure when I'm going to do the next episode. Hopefully soon. And I'm not sure if I'm going to do like a lengthy episode from on. I have no idea if this episode will turn out to be lengthy as well. I just kept talking. Anyway, okay, so I am basically in a slump right now, but if you guys can help me and let me know what you actually want to hear from me, it would be very helpful for me to make the next episode as soon as possible. You know where to contact me, at this potato head on Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, even on Gmail. Till then, keep streaming, life goes on. Okay, bye!